When you go to the supermarket, do you prefer to use the self-service checkout, or if there is somebody standing there able to process your groceries, scan them and put them into a bag, will you use that service which is available to you? Because an IGA in Queensland is ripping out all the machines. They're getting rid of them. So the only option is to process it through a checkout operator, through a person, through a human being. They're doing it because of theft. But Gary Mortimer, he can tell you more. He is, of course, a retail expert and a professor of marketing and consumer behaviour at QUT Business School. G'day, Gary.
Oh, good afternoon. Great to chat again.
Good to have you on the program there, Gary. Don't you reckon that a checkout operator is better than a self-checkout machine?
Listen, I guess it's really divisive, isn't it? And every time we sort of have these conversations about self-service technologies, there'll always be a group of listeners that will say, we love it. We love the efficiency of it. We get to scan our own goods, pack our own bags. And there'll be the other group that's saying, oh, we really miss the sort of the personal element of having a person ring those purchases up for us and unpack our bags for us. So me personally, I don't mind the self-service technologies. I can get in and get out pretty quickly.
You probably may not like the way that somebody else packs that shopping bag, because you probably want to put the meat in one particular bag and the milk in another bag and the fruit and veggies in a different bag. And don't forget about the eggs.
Yeah, I'm very pedantic, and certainly the research actually shows some of the reasons why we actually prefer them is that control over the transaction. But certainly there's always a case for having someone there to meet and greet and acknowledge you and have a conversation with you whilst they're ringing up your purchases.
And we've seen this now in a Brisbane IGA, but it has come about because of shoplifting in this circumstance, Gary.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, this is a Brisbane-based IGA. It's in a nice suburb, but they've indicated that since they've locked down or closed those self-service registers, their loss or their reported theft line has reduced by about 50%. So they've indicated they've moved away from self-service technologies because of under-ringing, people skipping out without bringing the purchases. And listen, that's problematic. I think we talk so much about the big supermarkets being hit by shoplifters, but in many cases, often the smaller guys.
And what is shoplifting costing the retail sector on an annual basis at the moment?
Yeah, so it's about $9 billion recorded in losses last year. That's nine with a billion, so that's a big number. And that's just the reported losses. That doesn't account for sort of loss of sales. If someone comes in and steals all your Sensodyne toothpaste, you can't sell anymore until it gets replenished. So there's lost sales on top of that. And it doesn't also include the cost of prevention. So, EIS gates, security tags, security staff, and all the other sort of protocols and IT we put in place in stores to prevent theft. So, we're talking, tens of billions of dollars.
You mentioned those gates because I noticed at my local Coles actually earlier this week, there's been a gate to get into Coles now, probably back the last year, maybe even two. There's now a gate when you leave the self-serve checkout, which wasn't there before, and it's red and goes green. I don't know if somebody's manually pressing the button or they're making sure that I paid for all the items that I bought.
Yeah, I've noticed that in some of my stores over here in Brisbane where I'm based. I think it just goes to show that even the big supermarkets are really encountering loss. I know that Woolworths CEO came out last year saying that the proportion of under-ringing or missed scans had increased. I think there's clearly a correlation here between cost of living and particularly prices. Think about the moisturisers and particularly meat, for example. When families are doing it tough and you're having to put fuel in the car and sort of pay the bills, sometimes we make bad decisions, and that's certainly encountering that in that loss number.
And there's no direction either. Staff for a long time at these supermarkets, they're not willing and they don't want to challenge somebody who might be stealing something, Gary, because they're afraid what they might be carrying on their person, and obviously their life's too valuable to actually confront that person who might be shoplifting.
Yeah, when we start to deal in the workplace injury space, it also becomes quite complex for businesses, be it the little local IGA or the big supermarkets to deal with. I think the other challenge is that I don't think we'll see a move away from self-service technology. It's a bit of a damned if you do, damned if you don't. There are components of shoppers that demand it, they need it, they want to get in, get out.
Yeah,
it's the smaller players. They don't have the technology or the costs to put the AI scanning in, the cameras in, the extra gates in. So they become a very soft target for thieves, unfortunately.
So you reckon some more of those smaller retailers might follow the lead of this Brisbane IGA?
Listen, I think so. I mean, if their numbers are credible and they're suggesting that by removing it, their loss has been reduced by around about 50%. I mean, people are still stealing. They're stealing through other ways. I think other smaller players will be going, listen, is it really worthwhile, you know, implementing this technology? And maybe I'm just better off going back to the old school of serving customers at the front of the store.
All right, we'll open up the phone lines and get some feedback. Gary Mortimer, thanks for your time as always.
Take care, Ollie.
Retail expert from QUT in Brisbane, 133882. When you go to the supermarkets, if there's a person running the checkouts, will you use their service or do you now prefer to do it yourself? Do you like the self-service checkouts, the machines? 133882.